Today's episode is brought to you by Munchie Mug, the world's number one premium no-spill snack cup. Listen to today's episode for a special offer from Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio slash the due south wall of our bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey there, everybody. Melissa's got her leg propped up because she has a skin
undiagnosed rash.
You guys, we are coming out of the gate strong. We have been on the road for 15 days. We are home.
We're home.
No. I can't wait. There's so many songs that say home. Which one was I thinking of there?
Which one were you thinking of? The
gonna we're very singy right now because we are senile because Melissa has a skin disease than her normal one. She has a baseline.
I have a skin disease.
She works from a baseline of a psoriasis skin disease, and now she's got a new one. We don't know if it's psoriasis just expanding its empire or something new. We thought it might be a cut.
Seems
but
like something new.
The cut is growing, and cuts don't usually grow. They do the opposite of growing, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. Thank you everybody for tuning into our little podcast that could. We so appreciate you. Today we are here to discuss family vacation slash road recap, family camp, road trips, flights, solo flights with teenage kids. What else? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff we're getting to.
Sure.
Life in hotel rooms when you're traveling, not just when you're getting your floors redone. There's a lot going on, everybody. But we really appreciate you tuning in. It means a lot to us. Before we get going, a special shout out to all of our patrons. It was great to hang out with you guys Sunday at the Zoom hang. It was a very special Zoom hang where we were very much on the road and we were in and out of time zones. And as we have this phrase in our house that you and I don't remember the first time you adopted it, but you said, you know, look at what these two idiots pulled off. And we like to say that when we accomplish something.
I think actually I said that when you got into Canada with like 2 days before you had no passport.
And actually that was not these idiots, that was this idiot.
This
you were saying
idiot
that look what
off.
This idiot pulled it off. And it has become a real term of endearment. And I told that to Jeff Foxworthy on the podcast today. We're already name dropping here 2 minutes in. I did his podcast. His podcast does not have sirens go by. He's very classy podcast. I imagine his home in Atlanta is much bigger and nicer than me, being that he's like the highest selling audio comedian of all time.
Amazing.
I think he's doing all right, but I told him that and he laughed. He thought that was very funny and he said it was like very fitting for like marriage that you're just like, it's a very humbling mindset. But we pulled off this 15 days on the road. And in the middle of that, we pulled off a Patreon Zoom hang, which we kind of forgot the time zone because again, these idiots.
We were at the pool, various hanging with folk.
We knew it was that day.
Chatting with folk. Yeah.
We knew that we had the Zoom hang that day, but we're like, oh, it's at 4. You're like, no, dumb. Your time zones. You have it on the wrong thing. It's at 6 East Coast time because it's 4 West Coast time.
PT, yeah.
And we were just like, okay, we'll do it later. That gives us a little extra time at the pool. And we're like, let's go get some coffee. And then I was literally on Broadway in downtown Nashville filming a video. It's doing pretty well, by the way, about how I think
Nashville.
The joke was, you guys have seen the joke at this point. The joke was, Nashville is like Comic-Con, except everyone's cosplaying as a basic white woman. And you laughed at that. And I was like, that's a good one. That's a five bingo dingo.
Well, because cosplay. Comic-Con is happening. Right now,
it's just funny. Everybody's in a costume. But anyway, so I was filming that. And then I get the reminder and you were in line at coffee. And I go, oh, that's right now. We got to go get the patrons. We got to go see them. And so I ended up on our phone outside the convention center in downtown Nashville. And it was nice. So thank you, everybody. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's just a way you can give a little more to the pod and all things Dustin Nickerson comedy and get a little more. For example, that Patreon Zoom hang, you got that. For another example, I sent out a cameo to Sherry this last week. Trey Turner did a meet and greet in Nashville.
We've got a lot of meet and greets.
We got a lot of meet and greets coming up and coming and going
with all these touring shows.
I think Matthew says, I don't know how to say it.
You know what? They might not appreciate
the Salsa joke?
Name drop. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, regardless,
some of them are at
the
end.
They got one coming up. So yeah. Regardless, thank you everybody for being patrons. You do. We try and give a lot to that. You guys know that big special announcement that I've still have held off from giving everybody mm-hmm. else. I haven't said mm-hmm. this publicly.
Special announcements.
Only the patrons know.
Yep.
So you know you're in. You guys are insiders. You're in.
Well, and you've been doing so many interviews and press this mm-hmm. summer with the book, and you put those on there early. All different kinds of stuff. So
much stuff. We're chipping along. So speaking of shows, this weekend we have, well, let me say a special thanks and we'll go into your show.
Okay.
San Francisco, incredible. So mm-hmm. fun. One of my favorite, if not my favorite, comedy rooms in the country. So good. Love it so much. And my favorite city in the country. I love San Francisco so much. And then Huntsville, fantastic. Thank you, Alabama, for coming out to that. Well, I'm going to digest some of these shows and these stories a little more as we get into them. And then finally, Nashville, sold out Nashville. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. 4 p.m., middle of the day.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank mm-hmm. you, everybody, for coming. This weekend, I'm going to be in Appleton, Wisconsin. I don't know. I have a few fans there, and you guys have all bought tickets. That's great. Please spread the word, because we got some shows that are going to be great. It's not a big room. Skyline Comedy Club it's been a comedy club for a long time. It was a classic Bad Road comedy room.
Yeah.
But Adam Norwest, who owns Spokane and Tacoma and Oklahoma City, Bricktown Comedy Club, he owns a lot of clubs. He mm-hmm. bought that one out because when he was a comic, that was the first place he headlined. So it was a bit of a sentimental project to him.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a very random room. It's like at the top of these like two or three restaurants. It's, like there's no bathroom for the comic. It's very old road room.
Okay.
So it's very fun. I like the room a lot. But that's where we're going to be this weekend is 7/29 through 30 at Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton. And then in just the most comical routing as I continue to have.
This Phoenix date would just not stay put.
No, exactly. So we stuck
it's on.
And it's great and it's looking fun. This Sunday, July 31st, Stand Up Live, Phoenix. Check that out. Really excited about that one. Phoenix, you guys have been good to me. So thanks for selling pretty well. It's mm-hmm. not going to sell out because that's the biggest comedy club room in the country.
Wow.
Do you know that? It's like
no,
480.
I didn't know that. Yep. Wow.
Some would
it's
say
huge.
Too big.
Very big.
The 480, too big. Mm-hmm. This one, I don't think I've announced on the pod yet. This is brand new, on sale, August 10th, Union Hall, New York is happening. It's in Brooklyn. Go get tickets, spread the word. It's like 60 seats and 40 sitting rooms, so there's a good chance it'll sell out. I don't know that
Wait,
for sure.
Sitting room.
Seating room, or standing room. Sorry,
okay.
Yeah. Seated room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going to want to get some tickets to that. Please spread the word. That would mean a lot if you backseaters could come out to that. And then again, just comical routing. The next time in Sacramento on August 11th, and then August 13th, Bakersfield, August 14th, Oxnard, August 17th, Irvine, August 26th and 27th, Seattle. August 28th, Spokane. August 31st, Raleigh. Then in September, September 1st, Charlotte. September 2nd and 3rd, Indy. September 4th, Kansas City. September 9th and 10th, Jordan's Landing, Utah. September 16th, Atlanta. The 17th, Minneapolis. We added a show there. The 18th, Portland. September 25th, Louisville. The 29th, Houston. September 30th and October 1st, Austin. October 2nd, I think we have announced this, Dallas at the Improv in Addison there. October 14th and 15th, Royal Oak, Michigan, October 19th, Philly, and then we'll end this tour here of the seasonal headliner tour in St. Louis, Missouri, October 28th, 29th. So many dates.
Yeah.
All the dates.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out, everybody. Live shows are happening. I think that's all.
Awesome.
That's all the business up front, right? Let's just talk about the insanity of our last few weeks. I want us to do a bingo dingo
on one
of the first things that we did. So
yeah.
these two idiots, we pulled off on Monday, July, who knows what day it was, it doesn't matter. A long time ago, I think it was July 11th. Monday, our family gets in the car and we decide to drive to Monterey, California. I don't have a show there, but I have a show in San Francisco. And I mm-hmm. went to Monterey twice this spring, once with Bargatze and once with Taylor, that I was like, oh, this is a cool little place. And, you know, we're running out of California that we haven't taken our kids to. We've gone to most of the big cities. We've gone to a lot of stuff. And this is cool. We got the Cannery Row situation. It's all fun. So
yes, yeah, so you played the theater there.
The theater, yeah. And
with
Taylor and Nate. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. And it's mm-hmm. not a big area. It's a very touristy little spot. But anyways, we get there and we decide to go. It's our family has not done that long of a drive in a while, but Joel is at like summer camp, and so it's mm-hmm. just me, you, and the girls. And this is not reflective of Joel. This is just reflective of how less toxic two kids is than three. If you, and I, maybe it's the same with four. I mean,
I think it just depends on the mix.
The dynamic of them.
Yeah.
It was the smoothest
road
trip in the history of road trips. We got, the girls were sweet and nice to each other, and we just listened to music. They only were on screens for like the last hour. We were trucking along. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that was your brilliant thing, was that Dustin likes to control the music.
Well,
and
you don't have to put it like that.
Well, I mean it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. But that means like you thought of songs and you queued them up.
Right.
And then the girls thought of songs and you queued them up. So we had this like soundtrack.
The queue on Spotify, despite Spotify being the most evil company on the earth that does not pay its artist, the queue feature is very nice.
It shuffles the songs.
Well, no, it doesn't shuffle the song.
No? Yeah, okay. I don't know.
We would just sit. What you do is you sit, it's in the queue. It's what's up next. So if current song is playing, insert whatever song, Melissa's favorite song. Finally, I figured out, but it took a long, long time.
I did not request that.
Hard to say what it is I see. And Melissa's crying.
You're dead. Would you stop?
Words can't say. What's fun about the 90s is that voice covers most of the artists.
Yeah.
Who is he doing? Dave Matthews? Eddie Vedder? It's all just, it's very similar to when you want to do Tom Petty or Bob Dylan. It's just a certain part of the nose that everyone can do. Mm-hmm. But so Melissa's listening to her favorite song, Hard to Say What It Is I Feel About You. Wonder if I can, I don't remember the name. What's that song called? I think it's called Finally I Freaked Out.
All For You. You know, Mel went on a...
Melissa, it's a good song. You know what a classic 90s hit I've been hitting lately is Rockabye.
Yeah, you can only listen to that about once a decade.
Once every 5 years or so.
Especially that drawn out slow version.
What?
There's like an acoustic.
No, I think that's just the version.
No. Okay.
Sunny and Cher and...
Where he's...
Rockabye. Yeah, it's just the normal version of the song. But anyway, so Hard to Say What It Is I See About You is playing. Mel's loving it. But that's the current song. And then you say to the van, you say to the in this case, we had a rental SUV. Say, what songs do you want? And then they hit their song and Claire puts up some Tico YouTube song. And then and then Gloria says Britney Spears, because she just listens to the music we listen to when we were in middle school.
Boys,
Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. It's very funny.
And then Spice Girls.
Yeah. And then Dad puts on whatever, If You're Going to Sand. I put that on 75 times. I put on sad road songs usually is what I do. Mm-hmm. Turn the page. We're all in them. Again, I'm in a real singing musical mood right now. And most people tune into this pod, so I sing.
The reviews show it.
Yeah, that's what people like the most.
Can't wait for
Dustin just randomly blurts out a bad song with a bad voice. It would be
He doesn't remember the lyrics.
It's a bad voice, a bad singing voice, and a bad impersonation of said voice. You know, Steven, I don't know what skills you have, but if you could just drop some auto-tune on one or two of these, you know?
That'd be great.
Just, I'll give you something right here. Crash into me here. Baby, hike up skirt. Hurt me. You know, it's all your Dave Matthews. So hopefully Stephen really polished that turd up. And that was really a nice thing for you. Stephen, this is the worst.
Apologies to Dave Matthews.
Apologies to all of our backseaters. So we're queuing it up and just random song. And everyone's kind of happy because they know in the next 2 to 4 songs, there's going to be one that I like. Mm-hmm. And that got us a long way. And what we didn't have was, a pubescent middle school boy. That's what we didn't have.
I mean, he's a high schooler, but yes, close enough.
He's in high school. You're right. He is in high school. We didn't have a pubescent teenage boy.
We are a party of
just
four.
Kinda, you know, we've made that joke before that the longer we're parents, the more we realize that like Napoleon Dynamite was like a documentary. It's
and we love Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, it's great. And we love Joel.
Mm-hmm. But not bringing Napoleon Dynamite on a leg of a road trip.
A 7-hour drive to Northern California.
Is easier.
So we get there and it was smooth. We actually, the joke was, we voted mom was the worst car passenger that day. Mom got twitchy. Mom was pretty toxic.
I know. I don't have my, I get tired.
You lost
in the car.
Your sea legs.
I was going to try and say sea legs, but it's a road trip.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but you are bad in the car
now. My attention span, I'm going to blame the internet.
Yeah? Too much TikTok?
I don't know. I don't have any direction of going from here.
Because you have become our biggest obstacle to drives, and that's crazy. Because we have three children. Yeah. One is a teenage boy. Mm-hmm. The other is a middle school girl with ADHD.
Yeah.
And then the youngest, you know, she's young. She has anxiety. She's got some stuff. She's got temperament issues going on. Mood disorder.
Learned about that.
That's what it's going to be for another episode. You down with ODD? Yeah, you know me. You know? We're learning as we go, and we'll dive into that in a little bit, but not this episode. We are not there yet in our, but regardless, all of them drive better than you, all of them, and you're just a grown woman.
Yeah.
Grown women, if you know what I mean. Grown women, if you know what I mean.
Are you done? Steven, you can doctor that up too.
Yeah, could you put in the I want the mask noise from when he sees Cameron Diaz in The Mask.
You better get the best pony. After 15 years of parenting, She's over it. A lot of these things.
Yeah.
Like that early energy to go on vacation.
Yeah, you know,
I can't conjure it up as well as I used to.
We've talked about this before, about how your family was like, get up early morning, early hotel, light, and it's just us.
Yeah, we'd wake up to the news at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not
or
us.
Earlier.
And now, you know what, I guess when we first started doing road trips with our kids, there's something that tells you you have to do that, and you don't. You don't have to travel early in the morning. It's not even necessarily better. You can make kind of time later on in the day and night.
The family.
We flew up the coast because we avoided San Diego's morning rush hour, and we were through LA. We avoided LA. So
we hit it perfectly.
You know, what I'm saying is be your own person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we sat with Gino and Rhea 20 years ago, and they were giving us premarital counseling. That was a nice little message that they gave us. I think it was about how you don't have to spend vacations with your family. That's not what I'm saying right here. I'm not saying that. But they were saying, you know, you got to be your own people and create your own traditions. And what we have created as a tradition is that our family barely makes the hotel breakfast. And if it ends at 9, mm-hmm. we don't make it.
If the hotel breakfast ends at 10 or 10:30 or 11, we will be there 10 minutes before it closes.
Oh, if that.
Maybe five minutes.
We, and at our stay at the Residence Inn in downtown Nashville, which was very nice, out of nowhere.
Everybody who came over was like, this hotel is ridiculous.
This is nice pool, nice lobby. And you're like, hey, just so you know, when you get to the room, it's a Residence Inn. But the Residence Inns are good for families because they got the extra space. You got the door that can close. You can get your own space. It's all nice.
Get the little kitchenette.
We got some dishes. We ate so much barbecue. All the barbecue. And, you know, but that one ended at 10.
Yeah.
Which is a later one. A lot of time they end at 9:30. 3 out of 3 days, my alarm went off at 9:40. I got us all out at the door at 9:52. And we got in there right before they closed the door.
The slowest elevator. Yeah, we got in at like 9:56.
Yeah, and you had to be like, Claire, get the seat, get the juice. But at that point, we know what everybody wants. So
you know what's hilarious is speaking
Melissa?
Of music is on this trip, especially for camp, you started waking us all up with
Hit me, baby, one more time
with Britney Spears, and
it's
like that bass line is so funny.
You guys,
That is going to be your soundtrack song to wake up your children.
You guys,
and yourself.
In life and in, especially in hotel rooms, I cannot recommend enough everybody sleeping with blackout curtains and a noise machine on. And then right when you need everybody to get up, you simultaneously hit play on this and aggressively open the curtains to... You guys, I cannot communicate to you the effectiveness of this, using Britney to wake your children up, because they hear that first, those first, and it's...
You can't miss it.
You know what it is. You know your dad is waking you up. You know your sleep isn't... It's over. Your sleep is over.
You have no choice but to get up.
And...
So this will stop.
This will not turn off until you're out of bed. And so you can either try and sleep through the biggest hit of the 90s, which is impossible, or you can just embrace the fact that this is how your day is starting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recommend it enough. I may have a video of me doing it. And Gloria gave me, she told me, please stop doing that. I don't want it to ruin the song for me. I didn't oblige. I kept doing it. By the way, Spotify just recommended me to this this playlist, Sad 90s. Whew. Man,
Spotify,
you are an evil, evil company. But everybody hurts. Yes, Brick. Oh. Oh, Radiohead, High and Dry. Oh my gosh. Oh,
Sad 90s.
My God. Last Kiss by Pearl Jam. Where her name?
It's all the songs from
you
the 90s.
Were Meant for Me, which is kind of.
Ooh, Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something in the Way. Something in the Way was not that popular of a song, by the way. Something in the Way was historically my favorite Nirvana song. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things that you have to have. When someone says, like, there's like a famous quote where, like, they asked Mick Jagger what his favorite Bowie song was. And he said, Let's Dance. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah. Was it just the first one he thought of?
You chose his pop hit? Nobody's favorite Bowie song is Let's Dance. You know, that's a, you want to have like a slight, like if I said, what's your favorite Nirvana song? And you said, Smells Like Teen Spirit, you'd be like, all right. And yeah. Mine was Something in the Way. And I like Something in the Way. It's a very, Something in the Way. It's very, and that was always a really good answer to that. And now they made that as the, not just in the Batman movie, but it was in the trailer of the movie. So it's over. Anyway, Sad 90s.
Had a good
Holy smokes. You're about to get me through Appleton this weekend. Smooth
sad
trip.
Sad 90s.
But I don't know. You tell me, moms, dads, road trips. Just shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com because I want to know. I feel like I've been getting better and Melissa has been getting worse. We have, if there was a graph of our trajectory of how we've been doing. Now, we have a unique thing where I do all the driving. And but here's the thing. Like, you're doing less, for lack of a better word, provision to the children than you've ever done.
Yeah, I used to have to, like, pass stuff
you're
back.
You're slicing grapes and stuff like that.
The whole time.
The whole time. You were, like, just, it would be, like, coloring things.
Yeah.
Who was it who said something so sweet to us about the coloring thing? They offered
the coloring thing. A neighbor offered us like a Wonder Color.
Which neighbor? Remind me.
The twins' mom.
Oh yeah. So sweet. Mm-hmm. And because they
Aquadoodle kind of Wonder Color thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And I was like, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, so funny.
Like, I don't pack anything for the car.
You used to. Every kid had a clipboard.
Yeah.
And it's the whole situation. Gosh. And
One time I brought tinfoil and we all made something.
Yes.
Like multiple times.
You used to have presents for the kids in the car.
Yeah. We used to road trip so much.
What happened to you?
Exclusively that I would go to the dollar store and like wrap things.
Yes.
And every half an hour the kids got to open on it.
Maybe 2 to 3 hours. I don't think every half an hour.
Just they're dollar store items, Dustin.
Now you can't. You can't make it an hour and a half without, can we stop? The kids are like, Mom, we have to make good time. The kids are telling Mom that she needs to make good time, and Mom is shutting down.
I've given up.
Thankfully, the car is not a mess because we use Munchie Mugs. That's the good news, everybody. That
I haven't given up on Munchie Mugs.
Our cars have not gotten worse. Even though Melissa's car game, better mom than you've ever been, by the way. You keep getting better each day as a mom, but you in the car... It's crazy.
I'm better at packing
and
now.
And on planes.
I'm better at packing? I zone out.
Yeah.
I just got to take the breaks when I can.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness you don't have all that and not Munchie Mugs as a part of our lives. Guys, if you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, man, oh man, do we love Munchie Mug.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a weird noise. I just lost my breath. I love Munchie Mug so much. If you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, what Munchie Mug is it's a cup.
You all right?
It's a cup.
It's a snack cup.
It's a cup, and I'm just getting so emotional thinking about how much I love this cup because what it does is it takes the snacks in your life and it puts those snacks in that cup. But it has a special lid that makes it harder for them to spill.
Nearly impossible.
The contaminants in that. And let me tell you, our kids spill stuff constantly.
Yes.
Things my kids spilt in the last 15 days. Melissa's coffee right before we started this.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's coffee in the hotel room on an iPad and two Nintendo Switches.
Yesterday.
Munchie Mug, I need you to make a spill-proof tumbler. Please, Munchie Mug, expand your game. Our snacks are fine.
Yep.
Our grapes are fine. Mm-hmm. Our Oops All Berries Cap'n Crunches are fine. None of that is spilling. And none of that will be spilling in your life if you get the Munchie Mug. Dishwasher safe, made right here in the USA, which you feel good about. And then I'm going to tell you it's made in NorCal, and now you have mixed feelings about.
Soft Sorry, fabric I didn't lid.
Mean, oh, soft. It's just a sensory experience. Did you guys see, if I don't know if you saw, there's a clip that I did recently. I posted it being a... Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego. There's all this stuff behind me that I just kept touching.
On the stage.
That's what I do with Munchie Mugs. I just touch it. It's a sensory experience. And comes in a lot of different colors, including boring ones if you have a boring kid. and all you have to do is go to munchiemug.com and use promo code Don't Make Me. That is one word, Don't Make Me, no apostrophe, for 25% off and free shipping. Munchiemug.com. Munchie Mug.
Making your life less messy.
Melissa thought that I came up with that phrase.
I did.
You did.
I really did.
Yeah. You said you should have written that for them, or they should use that. And I was like, I got that from their website.
Yeah. I thought you had written it. So,
I mean, I might've been able to.
Yeah.
When I was talking to Jeff Foxworthy earlier today, well, here's the thing. My whole life has been stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy. I always have. Always will. So talking to him is crazy. But he was talking about, like, is comedy, are you born funny? Is it a gift? Is it something you work at? That's kind of like their intro question that they do. And
it's a great question.
But what he said was, like, oh, I made him laugh. He said I had an answer. I go, he's like, are you born funny? Or were you born funny? And I go, I was born needy. And then I became funny to meet those needs.
Yes.
And he's like, that's one of the best answers we've ever had.
That's so good.
But he was talking about it as like a weird gift that we do have, or whatever you want to call our skill. And he used the example of, like, if somebody was like, hey, can you write 20 jokes on home security? He's like, I could. I could just sit down and I could just crank that out. Mm-hmm. And my mind is like, everybody could do that. I'm like, absolutely. They cannot do that.
No, they can't.
But I could not have come up with something better than making your life less messy. That's very, very good.
It's really good. Yeah.
Really good, Munchie Mug. You guys are a good product. We get to Monterey. Okay. This is going to have to be a two-parter pod that will... You're going to get the second half of this family recap next week, because we're a half an hour in and we haven't even made it to Monterey yet. We haven't made it to the first stop.
Our first stop.
So, okay.
What?
You guys, we are inland. So if you don't know anything about California geography, most of the exciting stuff is on the coast. But when you need to make good time, you don't travel on the coast.
It's slow.
It's very slow. You have to make a lot. And I-5 runs through LA and San Diego. So you start on the 5 and you head north, and then you stay on the 5 for a long time. And then at some point you cross over. All right. Mm-hmm. So we're about to cross over and we go, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. We're in the, you know, we just got a snack at the gas station. Dad made a video that went pretty viral. It went pretty good, actually. Mel's across the street, the Starbucks. Mel's shutting down and melting down. So we tell Mel, me and the girls actually sent Mel to her own thing. We're like, well, we'll get gas and a snack. You need coffee or whatever. Just go across the street. We separated from Mel.
Yeah.
That's how bad Mel was getting on this trip. We had broke part, which was fine, because full disclosure, even though it was that early in the trip, the traveling toots had hit me. I don't remember how the traveling toots goes, but the traveling toots had hit me, and I was like, you know what? I'll welcome this break, as a matter of fact. So you go over there. I'm traveling tooting it up in this Nissan Echo or whatever it is. But we go, oh, look how high the sun is.
Yeah.
We should be able to catch a Monterey sunset.
That's going
to
be so nice.
It will be so nice to see the sun go over the Pacific Ocean in a part of California we've never been to before. We actually have a nice little hotel that we set up there right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Hilarious that we thought
so cute.
In 2.5 days that we would see the sun in July in the Bay Area. It's the Mark Twain quote, right? I mean, people say it all the time. The coldest winter of my life was a summer in San Francisco. It was so cold there. Meanwhile, there is a literal heat wave across the whole country. There was a somebody just posted.
It's mid-July. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just warm everywhere else. It's record temperature hots like in the UK. It's so hot. And we would find that out when we got to Alabama shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. Our girls were cold. It was in, this is what happens when you go from San Francisco to Alabama in a day. It goes from too cold to swim to too hot to swim, because in Alabama everyone was complaining that the pool wasn't cold enough.
Yeah, you said the pool was sweating.
Mm-hmm. It was too
in Alabama. Yeah, we all had like one long sleeve layer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were walking around the town like shivering and like looking for those outdoor heaters.
Yes.
The patio heaters.
The first night it was too cold to eat outside, which is hilarious to think about. And we're like, oh, okay, they have the outdoor patio. Can you guys turn the heaters on? Could you bring a second heater on?
Yeah. It was a little too busy inside for our daughters. Yeah. So.
But let me ask you this.
You know, we're not just like only eating on patios that are.
So when you think of Monterey, you think of two things. You think Cannery Row, you know, the Steinbeck thing, a book. And then, which we know because literature is a huge part of our life. Just such readers. I mean, mostly the classics. You know, that's usually what we're known for, you know, the classics.
Yeah.
And we, and then the aquarium. Yeah. And we go to the aquarium. I kind of had been hyping this aquarium a lot, but and I'm not like an aquarium guy.
No, I mean, we have SeaWorld memorized like the back of our hand.
Right, right.
Yeah. And there's a lot of aquariums there.
So
we see a lot of sea life at SeaWorld.
Give me your bingo dingo review of the Monterey Aquarium compared to other zoos, aquariums, compared to its peers.
I'm absolutely giving it 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. It's incredible. The Monterey Aquarium is incredible.
It lives up to all the hype. Yeah, it really does.
It is so big and so you can just keep going. I mean, everything's good. Like
just everywhere you look.
All the information is good. They have interesting little exhibits that you go to that are really good. I think someone gave, like, I think someone poked the octopus so it would be interesting for us. I don't think they actually did that. That they would do that at SeaWorld, but hey, oh, I slapped Melissa's thigh on that one.
I got a rash. Stop.
Not on that leg. I got a new bit about rashes that I'm not going to give it to you guys, but I am excited to take that idea to the stage when I'm back on the stage. When am I going on the stage again?
This weekend.
Where?
Appleton, you already
said. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that octopus was moving so much.
Mel, they have a full like cafeteria in the middle. That's very good.
Oh, they have like a very nice cafeteria.
It's very, very nice. There's good coffee. I ate at the Monterey Aquarium more fresh fruit and salad than I saw in 9 days in the South. I am so clogged up from the South. Love you, the South. Love you. If I, if we move to the South, what is today? Today's two. If we move to the South on Wednesday, I would be dead by Sunday. It's just the meats and the bread. It's the
desserts.
The desserts.
Yeah.
And it's, I listen, how any of your kids are healthy or adults, when you walk around Nashville and you see skinny people, you're like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
How are you skinny in the South? How is that even possible?
I don't know. I don't know.
Plastic surgery. I don't know. I got nothing. You do. But yeah, no, the Monterey Aquarium. Well, let's talk about our kids' experience at the Monterey Aquarium. They loved it. They were into it. Our kids love animals. But, you know, our ADD kid, me, and then the ADD kid that I helped produce, Gloria, you know, that's not usually, they start to feel like museums at a certain point. We did almost four hours in an aquarium.
All the rooms are very different.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually crazy crowded, but it didn't matter. We still saw everything.
And that was on a Tuesday, just a random Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it was summer and stuff. It was really, really great. It was really fun. And we highly recommend.
Definitely worth it.
The Monterey Aquarium. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it absolutely did. Then we went and stayed, and we had to stay at a hotel, and then we went and did the show in San Francisco. We went to, like, our favorite area. If you're going to go to San Francisco...
Golden Gate Park.
Golden Gate Park is so great and cold and incredible. And you did the... okay, this is where...
We did something new.
This is... Okay. I like this story because this is where we're at as a family right now. I think that I would say that the theme, the most constant through line of my book, How to Be Married to Melissa, a hilarious guide to a one-of-a-kind marriage, something like that. I didn't write that part. was
okay.
The importance of knowing each other. Specifics are individual needs, wants, you know, the things that are...
Asking for what you want or need.
And anticipating each other's needs and embracing the uniqueness of each relationship. And not comparing and just doing what you want to do. So we get to San Francisco and we made good time, not too bad of traffic. And we get there and we're loving Golden Gate Park. And there's a Ferris wheel. And now the Ferris wheel's in kind of a faraway spot from where we need to go. And we're a little bit on the clock because I have a show that night, but not too close on the clock. Bad story long. We go, hey, we want to ride the Ferris wheel. This will be a unique experience. Finding parking's a lot right now. There's an off chance I'm going to get sick in that thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance that I'm going to get distracted in that thing or just not or get pensive because I have a show coming up. You just went on it with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I just threw that out there. And you go, yeah, let's just do that. And I didn't go on the Ferris wheel. And nobody cared.
You just drove around.
I went and parked. I probably made a TikTok. Let's be honest. I gave more of my data to the Chinese government. And we just moved on with our lives. And everybody had fun.
I took photos and videos. So you got to see from the top. But yeah, that was new. We've been to that park a couple times. We always do the carousel and the playground or two. We never made it to the Robin Williams
No, we did go through lawn. The Robin Williams meadow. We frolicked through
it. No, but we hadn't done that before.
Oh, yeah, we'd never done that part before.
Kind of branched out to some different areas. And then the view from the Ferris wheel is just ridiculous. Yeah,
Listen,
so pretty.
I know you guys don't... I know some of my great Southern Midwestern conservative backseaters don't like San Francisco. And I don't care. That's great. You do you, man. There's a lot of places that I do and don't like. There's liberal cities that I hate. I love San Francisco. I love San Francisco. It has its problems. Of course it has its problems. I'm mm-hmm. not denying that.
Right.
I am saying I love that city so much that I put up with its problems. I right. still like it so much that I'm not acknowledging those problems. It's iconic. It's beautiful. It's the West Coast's old city, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. It's got sports and authors and artists and iconic bridges and sites and
so picturesque
natural disasters and mm-hmm. it's all over movies and TVs and music and it's very unique
yeah.
It's very historic mm-hmm. and then it gave birth to the Silicon Valley and you're like, guys, this is great. I know it has a homeless problem. I know a lot of the people poop on the streets. I know. I'm not unaware of that. A, don't go down those streets if you don't want to.
Right.
And B, mm-hmm. don't live there if you don't want to. Okay, this is a funny conversation. And I'm sorry if the person who's I had someone say this to us this week. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to keep this as anonymous as possible. I had someone while we were in the South this last week say to us, I'm not going to reveal where they're from, any of the details here, but I just mm-hmm. want to use this as a mm-hmm. talking point here, where they said, it's a lot of time we make jokes that we wish California would just fall off into the ocean. And, you know, that's not a terrible joke. I get it. There's been version of this. Sure. Tom Segura mm-hmm. had a joke about how he wished we could build a wall around Louisiana. I get it. You know, regional jokes. Uh-huh. We all get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, what do you not like about it? And they said, well, the taxes and homelessness. And I go, oh, well, none of those things affect you. Why do you care?
Yeah.
It's not like California's a hair in your soup. You're not eating. These are our problems. Let us have our problems, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about your problems. Your problems don't affect me. And I'll go there and I'll enjoy your place. You guys, everywhere's the same. Everywhere. You know what? You know who I was talking to about that today? Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, Jeff. Your good friend, Jeff. Every place has a Panera and
He said Chili's. That's so funny you said Panera. Because I was telling him, he goes, do you ever do that thing where you wake up, you have no idea where you are, and you have to open the curtain, and it takes you a few minutes. And I've done this, I've told you this before. It was so fun to get to tell him this. I go, Jeff, and I go almost like a layer deeper on like a metaphysical level. I'm asking like, where are you like in life? Like, how did I end up here?
Where
in this
am I?
Moment,
who
right
am I?
Here? Yeah, yeah. Not where am I? Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, man. Everywhere's the same. Everywhere's got the chilies. Everywhere's got the same basic things. It's great. I love every city we went to this night. San Francisco, loved it. Huntsville, we're going to talk about. I loved Huntsville.
It's great.
Nashville, I loved it. We were like kind of in like backcountry, Alabama. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Guys, just look for the good in things, huh? There's good everywhere you go. It's all wonderful. Let me do one last thing. Ready?
Okay. What do you got?
Well, we should talk. Oh, we have an email to get to. Okay. And that will bring us home. Tomorrow in our timeline, but in your timeline, everybody, we're going to be talking about Alabama, Nashville, the continued like a family camp experience. We're going to get into some more nitty gritty. We're going to talk about van activities. We're going to talk about all kinds of different stuff.
All right.
That awesome. Being said, here's this is an email that we got right here. This email is from Jason.
Hi, Jason.
This was sent to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And the subject says super important question. Here we go, Jason. Jason said, Hey, Dustin, huge fan. Here. I've been to half a dozen of your shows and met you a few times, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again this September in Texas.
Oh, thank you.
After reading your book, my wife and I have a very important question for you and or Melissa. You see, we also don't share a blanket because it's a horrible idea. Thank you. I had a pastor legitimately try and make me feel bad about this. Like I had a bad marriage because the blanket symbolized oneness.
Oh.
Anyways, I have church baggage. So do you. So do we.
Yep.
However, we don't have a solution for how to make the bed when there's two blankets and have it look nice. Mm-hmm. Do you put a comforter over the two blankets, fold the blankets and put them on the comforter, or just leave the bed unmade because that's an overrated activity? My vote is for the last one, but my wife says we have to find a solution that involves making the bed. Please let me know in your infinite wisdom what you suggest regarding this matter. Your response is guaranteed to save our marriage from crumbling. LOL. Just kidding. But we would sincerely like to know what you would y'all do regarding this matter. Thank you for reading this, Jason. Well, you're up, Mel.
Okay. Jason, well, if you're married to a comedian... chances are they are going to be on a weird sleeping schedule.
You give them Moose a Muffin.
And
you set that up just like that book.
They have 20 minutes, they are going to nap because they stay up late and they don't sleep well at night.
Whoa, we're really getting into it.
Or they sleep in. So
I have not napped. No, that's not true. I recently. I've napped on the floor recently when dopamine ran out.
You don't nap as much now, but you also have a little bit more regular schedule in the terms of like the overnight, the red eyes and
stuff. But yes, in general.
So for the most part, we just keep our door shut and don't make our bed.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a blanket that we can get out. It's in a closet though, and it's a coverall.
Yeah.
You can. It's sometimes I use it in the summer, but for myself, but. It can cover the whole bed and it looks nice. And then we have like one nice pillow.
Yep.
So like, for example, if someone's staying at our house, we're out of town, you know, wash the sheets and put the nice blanket and the nice pillow on the bed and hide, you know, our real blankets. Yeah.
Right. There's two ways that we make the bed. Listen, we're literally 8 inches from our bed right now. So I'm giving you an exact what's on our bed right now. A laundry basket that has what's in there?
Usually a couple hats and shirts.
A little bit of clothes, hats, shirts, merch equipment, podcast equipment, my backpack, looks like 3 Chromebooks, an iPad, some memory cards, my hats, and then my suitcase.
And
from
that
this
nice pillow.
And the nice pillow. But that's only because it was sitting on these chairs.
Yeah.
When it is time for us to come to our chambers for slumber this evening. What will happen is Melissa's blanket will be put in its place and my blanket will be put in its place. Mine will probably live on the floor until that moment and then it'll get picked up and put on there. If someone is sleeping in our bed while they watch our kids, we get rid of all of that and then we change the sheets and we put on the one blanket to rule them all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you ever make the bed for a company or anything like that because nobody comes in here.
Times that I used to make the bed more, but that's the other thing about San Diego. You don't have to have a bed to put all the coats on.
Right.
You don't need coats.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, listen, this is an old Jim Gaffigan joke. Why don't you make the bed when you get out of it? Well, for the same reason I don't take my shoes off and tie them.
Nice.
I'm planning to get right back in it.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go, Jason. I hope that helps you in some way whatsoever. I appreciate you guys tuning into the pod. We just hit about time and Melissa shut down about 8 minutes ago. So it's nice to, she's smiling right now.
Huh? Huh? been a long day.
It's been a long 15 days. Uh-huh. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much. See you next week.
All right, bye.
Hey, folks, want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up tier. That list is Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code DeGrow, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, David and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ibling, Juliana Smith, Bonnie Galeando, and Jennifer Ashley Downs. Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.